Proclamation number 7527 of 21st of February, 1960. The hallowed name of Jesus. You are immune to all attacks by my adversary if you oppose him with the name of Jesus, which is to be spoken with all sincerity if you want to experience his effectiveness. For then the adversary will let go of you as soon as he has to recognize that you adhere to Jesus, that you have entered his realm into which he cannot follow you. But first you must believe in Jesus Christ yourselves. You must be inwardly fully convinced that he has redeemed you from sin and death, that he is your God and Father from eternity. You must believe that I embodied myself in him in order to redeem you humans. This firm, convinced faith makes you my children, it makes you confessors of Jesus Christ, and from now on you will be victorious when my adversary wants to oppress you as the enemy of your souls and attacks you. Then one thought of Jesus Christ will suffice and he will leave you. Because Jesus Christ defeated him through his death on the cross and because he paid the purchase price for your souls with his blood. The adversary therefore no longer has a right to you as soon as you want to belong to me. Only the weak or unbelievers are still his prey, for they have no strength to resist even if they wanted to escape from him. But their will is also too weak to distance themselves from him, and thus they remain enslaved until they also turn to Jesus Christ to help them in their adversity. And if you are in physical or spiritual adversity, then you know that the adversary oppresses you, and then firmly and intimately unite with Jesus Christ, speak his holy name and know that you are then also united with me myself, who is one with him, who died for you humans on the cross. And I will hear your plea and spread my protective hand over you so that he will have to leave you, so that nothing can happen to you, for the adversary is powerless against me and you can desire and receive my strength and help at any time. The man Jesus was once my cover when I descended to earth to the people who were in need. The man Jesus prepared himself as a cover for me, he lived and worked in love, he spiritualized himself through love and fully accepted me as the eternal love in himself. Jesus, the man, was love, and thus he was God, who is eternal love. I myself was able to dwell within him. I was able to completely permeate him and fill him with my spirit of love. I was able to spiritualize his human shell so that it no longer needed any further development and at the same time was able to ascend with the soul into heaven, into my kingdom which is not of this world. And you should call upon this Jesus again and again in every affliction of body and soul. You should speak his name with devotion and know that great strength lies in his name and that you can avail yourselves of this strength at any time when you are in need. It is the holiest name in the world, and all the angels in heaven bow their knees before him. They praise and extol his name without ceasing, and they thank him unceasingly for his redemption, for the work of mercy which he offered on earth on the cross for all people of the past, the present and the future. And the power of his name will come to bear again and again. He will hear every call that rises up to him. The Father in Jesus will take care of all those who need his help. I will always and constantly be your helper in spiritual and earthly adversity. Amen.